Okay, the May 20th, 2015 meeting of the Story County Board of Adjustments will come to order. Roll, please.
Miller.
Here.
McGill.
Here.
Youngberg.
Here.
Scarlett.
Here.
Anderson.
Here.
Board members, you've been provided with a tentative agenda for this afternoon's meeting. Are there any changes or additions to note? Okay, hearing then, I would ask for all in favor of approval of the agenda for this afternoon's meeting, signify by saying aye.
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 All opposed, nay. You have also were provided with draft minutes for the which ones were
April
15th.
April 15th. Oh, never mind. I got right there. For the April 15th meeting, are there any changes or revisions to those minutes? If not, those minutes will stand approved as mailed, as made available to you online. For people who are new, who may not have been around the Board of Adjustments before, this is how the hearings end up going. First of all, we would ask the planning staff to present a report. It would go through. The staff would also indicate whether they had received any communications, letters, emails, or anything from the public. We will then ask the applicant to go to the podium and to present his or her case. If there are any comments from the public, we would turn around and ask for comments from the public. Then the applicant would be allowed to have a final statement if that's appropriate as we go down through that. At that point in time, we will close. And the board will deliberate, and we will come up with an answer today. So this is not the kind of process by which you hear your answer later. At the end of this meeting, we will have come to a resolution. So before we get started on the hearing, do we have anybody from the public that wants to talk on something, anything other than the docketed items today? Okay. So then we will move on to CUP 02-15, the Beddington Conditional Use Permit. We'll turn it over to staff.
Yeah, again, this is regarding case CUP 02 of 2015, also known as the Beddingfield Conditional Use Permit Request. Property under the ownership of Jay West in Beddingfield, an area of the northeast quarter, the southeast quarter of Section 14 of Nevada Township, land size of 3.5 acres, A1 zoning, classified as residential and contains a single-family dwelling. Here you can see a surrounding property owner map, which was mailed to all surrounding property owners within a quarter mile of the subject property. As you can see, they're highlighted in blue. If we zoomed out a little bit, you would see that this is essentially right along U.S. Highway 30 there, just south, that you can see on the north side of the map, and about halfway in between Nevada and Colo. Request is for a conditional use permit to allow for a kennel for dog boarding, daycare, and grooming service. It would be housed in a proposed 42-by-52 square foot building that will have 15 dog boarding rooms for overnight stays, a large indoor play area, and a groom room. And again, kennels are allowed as a conditional use permit in the A1 Agricultural Zoning District. Those who have been on the board for a while may note that this is probably the first kennel that we've seen, as it was previously allowed just through a regular zoning permit, and about a year or so ago it was moved to a conditional use permit. So that's why we're here today. Here's kind of a zoomed in map of the property. The black rectangle that you see there is where the applicant proposes to put the building for the kennel. 248th Street there to the north. I have talked with the Story County engineer, and about a quarter mile west of this property is a bridge over a creek, which they are shutting down permanently. So this will become a dead-end street, 248th. And you can see properties they've already begun dirt work because of the transition of this from a zoning permit to a conditional use permit. The applicant did come in about a year ago, and we gave them different information when they came in to actually get a zoning permit. Found they had to do a conditional use permit instead, so they've already kind of begun the dirt work, which is allowed. We do not require a permit prior to excavation. This is looking due north on 248th Street there, the property across the street, and the new access that they have for the business. This is looking west towards that bridge, northwest. And here is looking into the property standing on 248th Street. Since we have a couple new board members, I will go through each of these standards of approval that apply to all conditional use permits. The Board of Adjustment shall review the proposed development for conformance to the following development criteria. One is compatibility, that the proposed buildings or use shall be constructed, arranged, and operated so as to be compatible with the character of the zoning district and immediate vicinity, and not to interfere with the development and use of adjacent property in accordance with the applicable district regulations. The proposed development shall not be unsightly, obnoxious, nor offensive in appearance to abutting or nearby properties. Transition, that the development shall provide for suitable transition and, if necessary, buffer between the proposed buildings or use and surrounding properties. Traffic, the development shall provide for adequate ingress and egress with particular attention to vehicular and pedestrian safety and convenience, traffic flow and control, and emergency access. Parking and loading, the development shall provide all off-street parking and loading areas as required by this ordinance and adequate service entrances and areas. Appropriate screening shall be provided around parking and service areas to minimize visual impacts, glare from headlights, noise, fumes, or other detrimental impacts. Signs and lighting, permitted signage shall be in accordance with the applicable district regulations and shall be compatible with the immediate vicinity. Exterior lighting, if provided, shall be with consideration given to glare, traffic safety, and compatibility with property in the immediate vicinity. Environmental protection. The development shall be planned and operated in such a manner that will safeguard environmental and visual resources. The development shall not generate excessive noise, vibration, dust, smoke, fumes, odor, glare, groundwater pollution, or other undesirable, hazardous, or nuisance conditions, including weeds. And if the board concludes that the above development criteria will be met, it must recommend approval. Must approve the application unless it concludes that if completed as proposed, there is a strong probability that the development will not adequately safeguard the health, safety, and general welfare of persons residing or working in adjoining or surrounding property, impair an adequate supply, including quality, of life, light, and air to surrounding properties, unduly increase congestion in the roads or hazard from fire, flood, or similar dangers, diminish or impair established property values on adjoining or surrounding property, not be in accordance with the intent, purpose, and spirit of the land development regulations or county development plan. So given those standards, the staff has come up with several points of analysis of those, noting that the proposed 2,184 square foot building will be fully enclosed in steel-sided machine shed style structure similar to many other agricultural buildings in the immediate area and throughout the county. There will be an enclosed outdoor runway for the dogs, but that portion is located to the south of the proposed structure towards the interior of the property, and so therefore the property to the north, for instance, will be buffered by the building itself. The property is surrounded by agricultural land except to the north, which is buffered by 248th Street, and existing setback requirements. Should also note with that there is a large amount of vegetation in the right-of-ways between those two properties. While the property to the north is classified as residential, majority of the property is being used as agricultural pasture land. The residential portion of the neighboring property is 250 feet from the proposed structure. Both properties are zoned A1 agricultural. Ingress and egress is provided through the new driveway, which we'd already seen. The kennel as proposed will do little to impact the minimal traffic conditions on the road. The applicant has plans to install a sign on their fence on the front of their property in the future. The applicant shall obtain a sign permit at that time. The proposed use should have little, if any, impact on vital environmental resources in the area, beyond which is already permitted on site. All animal waste will be naturally composted on site. Notifications were sent in accordance with our ordinance. And we'll note that just today I received a phone call from a neighbor to the northeast of the subject property, just asking questions what they were proposing. Once the questions were answered, they have no issues with what is proposed and support it, and may even take their dogs there. As well as at the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting, the neighbor that's just to the north there, Scott Webster, was at the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting and voiced his support of the conditional use permit request. And the Story County Planning and Zoning Commission did recommend approval of the conditional use permit on May 20th and directed staff to place it on today's agenda. So with that, I leave you with the following four alternatives and be happy to answer any questions you have.
Any questions for staff?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Would the applicant like to say anything today? Yes, if you'd go to the podium, we'd appreciate it. Identify your name and...
My name is Heather Beddingfield, and I'll be the owner operator of this business. It's just been a dream of mine my whole life. I love dogs. I'm very passionate about them. I've been working at the Ames Pet Resort for a little over a year now. I learned a lot from them and how I want to do things. While working there, I've seen that the clientele from Nevada, Colo State Center is a lot, so I thought it'd be kind of neat for Nevada to have something like this. Do you have any questions for me?
Any questions for the applicant?
I do. In regards to, I saw your drawing of the outlay of your plan. What constitutes or dictates that you do a 5x5?
That's just me doing research.
Okay.
I looked at all the kennels in the surrounding area, different ones actually in different states. Where I work now, we have a medium size, a large size, and a suite.
Mm-hmm.
The size that I picked is our large size where I work now.
It's a 5x5?
Seems to be the most common.
How tall is it?
Where I work now and how I'm going to do mine, it goes all the way up to the ceiling.
Okay.
So it's not like a cage.
Right.
Has walls, cinder block walls.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, even me, where I thought to do bigger ones. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Wind Dancer.
Mm-hmm.
I really like her. That's who I actually talk to the most on how I want to do mine. I'm going to have outdoor runs like her. So my outdoor run will actually be a little bigger than the inside spot. So.
Okay.
And most dogs, when they're in there, just lay down and sleep anyway.
True. Great. Okay. Just was curious.
Yep.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do we have anyone from the public that would like to speak?
We're on a neighboring property, and I think we're supportive of...
Okay.
We just want to find out
about it. Okay. Well, then... We'll not have any closing statements, and we'll now close for the purpose of deliberation. First of all, let's deal with the finding of fact. Do we have any corrections, changes, or omissions associated with the facts that were presented by the board staff?
Move to adopt the findings of fact in the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Zoning Board of Adjustment.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion from McGill and a second from Scarlett to adopt the findings of fact and the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustments. Roll, please.
McGill.
Aye.
Scarlett.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Okay, moving on, we come to the decision. And I think the staff basically, on our five criteria, really had nothing notable to say on any of them. Does anyone have some concerns or would like to discuss any one of those any further? So if that being the case, then if we've met the five, it basically says that we must approve it unless there's a burden of persuasion that comes in place, and I'm not certainly familiar with anything that we have in this particular case. So could I have a motion then on the decision?
Move to approve the decision as outlined in the staff report prepared and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustment.
Second.
We have a motion, McGill, and a second from Scarlett to approve the decision as outlined in the staff report prepared and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustments. Roll, please.
Miller.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Anderson.
Aye.
Scarlett.
Aye.
McGill.
Aye.
So then we come to the order.
I move to approve the request as proposed by the applicant in case number CUP-0215, as discussed by the Board of Adjustment and in the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Zoning Board of Adjustment, finding that all applicable legal principles have been satisfied.
Second.
We have a motion by Scarlett and a second by McGill to approve the request as proposed by the applicant in case number CUP-02-15. As discussed by the Board of Adjustments and in the staff report prepared for and presented to the Story County Board of Adjustments, finding that the applicable legal principles have been satisfied. Roll, please.
Anderson.
Aye.
Scarlett.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
McGill.
Aye.
Youngberg.
Aye.
Good luck to you in your venture.
How soon will you be open? Wind Dancers full, the dates I need.
Hopefully by fall.
No. Been a damper, hasn't it? Good.
Any comments from staff for the board today? Any comments from board members?
Mm-mm.
For each other or for staff? Well, that being the case, I believe that we can stand adjourned.